Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, I want to share in the end of our extra hour here today is, you know, what will you do in the days you have left? What will you do in the days you have left? You know, regret is such a horrible word. You know what I'm saying? That word regret, it's like, to feel sorrow, remorse, disappointed, a sense of loss. It's not a good feeling, you know, and we can try to spend our time avoiding tomorrow's regrets today by seizing the day, seizing the opportunity. It's just a horrible feeling when you know that you could have done something, but you didn't.
Yeah.
You know, you could avoid something happening by you taking action, and now you're suffering a loss when all of that could have been avoided.
Right.
And you're just like, ugh, why didn't I either do that, or why didn't I take the wisdom, or why didn't I seize the moment? Why was I asleep during this opportunity? What happened? And so I've sat across way too many people over the years who have regretted what they did not do with their lives. They're coming to the end of their lives, and they look back and they say, you know, wow, what happened? You know, because the older you get, let me tell you, life just starts clicking, clicking, clicking. A year used to be a big deal. Now it's like, that was 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? 5 years blows by. And we thought a year would blow up. 5 years are blowing by. And oftentimes, they have this regret about many things. I mean, some, you know, they wish they would have finished their schooling as they reflect back. You know, it's one thing you hear. They wish that they would have taken care of their health a whole lot better. They say, wow, you know, I didn't eat right, I didn't take care of my body, and now I'm suffering all this type of stuff. Or they wish they would have been better parents, you know, and, you know, parenting is such a hard job, you know. I think a parent's always, no matter how good a parent is, they're always looking back and saying, I wish I would have done this or would have done that. You know, it's hard. It's hard being a parent, being a good parent.
Yeah.
You know, and they look back at those things, and then some wish, and this is really a huge one, that they wish they would have made their decision for Christ and known God better a whole lot earlier than they did. You know, and that's a big deal. It's a major thing when you have to deal with regret, and you look at it and say, okay, I'm at the end of my life here. And you think about resources, and natural resources like oil and coal, and, you know, money is a resource, your energy.
Yeah.
Out of all the resources, and that's just listed just a few, but of all the resources that are available to you, the most precious resource, the most precious, valuable, is your life.
Yeah,
it's really the time that you have, because, you know, you're really here today, and you're kind of gone tomorrow. I mean, it just really goes so fast. The Social Security Administration, guys, according to their data, says that when a man reaches 65 years old today, he can expect to live to 83. And that's just, you know, raw numbers and based upon their data. But no one's promised tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow's written in a fool's calendar. You know, anyone can pass away at any moment. Children can pass away. We've seen that. You know, adults, teenagers, I mean, You can die. It's not, you're not promised.
Tomorrow's not guaranteed.
No, right. No. But the thing about life and living is that you can never go back and redo yesterday. You know, yesterday's over with. It's in the can. You know, it's in the books. It's done, and you can't undo it. You can't erase it. Any woulda, coulda, shouldas, it's over with. It's done. And so you can live with the knowledge and understanding that I've only got a limited amount of time left. I need to do what I need to do in the time that I have to do it. And Psalms 90 verse 12 says, teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Teach us. We have to number our days. We only have a certain, nobody knows how many days. Today. Right. Today could be your last day. The question is, would you have any regrets? Because today it could all be over. You could have another 25 years. You could have another 5 years. And the book of Proverbs says that a wise man, a wise woman gives thought to their ways. I mean, that alone should help all those who love to stay in a sad condition, you know, every day. Mm-hmm. Cheer up. Listen, if you only have, you know, a few days left or a few years left, you know, how many of those days do you want to stay sad? You know, and it's amazing how the little things annoy people and cause them to be in a bad mood. And you realize, you know, it was just rain. cheer up. It was just rain. It was just the ball game that you couldn't go to. It was, you know, there's more meaning to life than these little things that happen.
That's right.
And life for some people is like a bull with two horns. The bull sometimes just wanders aimlessly in a field, goes to the left, goes to the right. It goes from one shiny object to the other. Shiny object, they'll go. Shiny object. And people are like that. There's no purpose or rhyme or reason. It's just wherever the shiny object moves, that's where I go. You know, it's just a shiny object. And the thing about it is that, listen, it's time to jump on the bull.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to grab the bull by the horns, grab life by the horns, and steer it with vision and steer it to make life comply with your vision. You have to have a roadmap of where you're going or you're going to arrive to a destination by accident. I like to say, you know, you can live on purpose. Don't live on accident, you know, and arrive to a place that with vision, with God, you meant to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You meant to get there. And that's so, so important. The first step, though, is having a vision.
Okay.
You need to know what you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
The Bible says that without a vision,
people
perish.
Right.
Not people perish. And how many people are perishing in regret? How many people are perishing and not fulfilling the things that God has called them to do? And time's just clicking by, clicking by, clicking by. People are getting older and older and older. I mean, so many folks today are regretting the fact of decisions that they made or didn't make in regards to even their own finances. I mean, there's so many things that you look back and say, you know, why did I do that? Why didn't I do that? And could it be avoidable?
Right.
But vision helps. It helps to restrain us. It helps us not to move from shiny object to shiny object, but it gives us a direction and a place where we should go because we've taken the time to carve this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
That when your feet hit the floor, when you wake up in the morning, you should be ready to go that day because you're arriving to a place that, you know, life has purpose. Life has purpose. And so the question is, what are you going to do with the days you have left? Psalms 39:4 says, this is David crying out saying, show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know. Let me know the revelation experiential. Let me know how fleeting is my life.
Mm-hmm.
You made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. It's a breath.
Yeah.
And the question is, what will you do with the breath, the life that you have left? You know, this is the time. Oftentimes, you know, it takes an illness for people to start realizing, oh, I need to do this. Or you've heard people talk about a bucket list and I got to do that. It's like, don't wait for an illness.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait for something tragic to happen before you start evaluating your life.
Do it now.
Your relationships. Mm-hmm. Do it now. Let me tell you, this is a gift right now. If you listen to VFN Radio, this is not just a good idea. Take the time. Carve this out.
Mm-hmm.
Write your vision. Number your days aright and arrive to the destination, the place that God has for you where you can close your eyes and say like David, I have served my generation well, and I am ready to see the Lord in full glory. That's the way we want to go out. What will you do with the days that you have left?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.